You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike Inscott. And since we first aired this piece a few months ago, our reporter Alana Gordon was actually able to connect with Joseph McDade. He's the researcher who made all the difference in this mystery. Alana, you finally got him on the phone. You were really excited about this, I remember.
Yeah, I was excited about this. I felt like it was this final piece to a puzzle about just understanding the turn and the science in this story of, wait, suddenly this guy found it. And it was fascinating to talk to Joseph McDade, a self-described backbencher lab scientist at the CDC. So he said it was pretty much shielded from a lot of the drama happening on the outside. But he described himself as a pretty compulsive guy. And so he really, that Christmas, when no one had answers, he went back to his lab, went through slides, reran some tests, and when all else had failed, he noticed something unusual.
And as we broke the code and found out that they were falling into this particular pattern, I can still remember the hair raising up on the back of my neck.
So it was a really exciting moment in discovery in the science world. More testing, more confirmation needed to come after that, but this was a big, obviously, turning point. He'd identified a bacteria. He didn't work in a bacteria lab. He wasn't looking for bacteria. And for McDade, though, being that scientist in the lab, it really did change his approach as a scientist and the decades that followed, and he went on to do a lot of things.
You know, I am still learning lessons from this.
Alana, what did he tell you? What were some of the specific lessons he learned from all of this?
You know, one of the key things, first and foremost, is just question things. Don't assume the obvious. No, it can't possibly be a bacteria. There's no way it was a bacteria. So really start at base level, open mind when you're searching for answers for something that you don't know. The other thing that he really learned was to think about things outside of just that the procedures that happen in a lab. It really changed his framework to think about how does what I'm looking for right now, how can this be sharpened and framed in the broader scheme of trends, of epidemiology, of the broader things at play.
Data becomes information, information becomes knowledge, and hopefully someday knowledge collectively becomes wisdom.
Alana, despite that wisdom that has been gained over four decades, Legionnaire's disease still happens all the time. We hear about it on the news. There are outbreaks.
True story. It's still out there. Many argue that the cases are actually on the rise. But when you think about what Joseph McDade just said, that collectively this knowledge becomes wisdom, that's exactly what's been happening with Legionnaire's disease. Over the years, scientists have been learning more and more about it and the different ways and the different places that it's present, the ways that it's spread. And so that, in fact, has now prompted even newer industry standards to prevent it in buildings.
So the key to Legionella prevention is that you know whether it's there or not.
So that's Janet Stout. She heads the Special Pathogens Lab in Pittsburgh. And she was actually part of this committee that last year developed the new industry standards for preventing Legionnaire's disease in buildings.
And Alana, we've put more information on that and your interview with Joseph McDade on our website. You can find that at whyy.org/thepulse. Thank you so much, Alana.
Thanks, Mike.